Here's a question in geography. Which city is farther north, Washington, D.C., Harpers Ferry, West Virginia, or Cincinnati, Ohio? The answer is Harpers Ferry. The fact that it was the northernmost point of the Confederate States of America was the psychological reason for its importance to the wartime South. Other factors made Harpers Ferry vital to both sides. The village was at the juncture of the Potomac and Shenandoah Rivers. Being at the mouth of the Shenandoah made the town the northern door to the agriculturally rich Valley of Virginia. Along the banks of the Potomac at Harpers Ferry was one of the largest arsenals in the South. The weak Confederacy needed every firearm it could find. The Potomac River was a natural pass through much of the Appalachian Mountains. The Baltimore and Ohio Railroad, the nation's busiest rail line, passed through the ferry. So did the Chesapeake and Ohio Canal. This 154-mile engineering wonder was a major commercial avenue. The railroad and the canal were lifelines between Washington and the lands beyond the mountains. John Brown's 1859 raid on Harpers Ferry perhaps gave the town a symbolic value in excess of its military importance. In fact, one could say that the town as a military target was a disaster waiting to happen. Harpers Ferry did point into northern territory like a spear, but it was a spear without any support. In addition, as any good field officer of that day could discern at once, Harpers Ferry was indefensible. Nearby mountains squeezed the place on all sides. Much of the town, in fact, was on the side of one of those heights. Artillery placed on the high ground could blast the ferry at point-blank range from every direction. Nevertheless, both North and South in the Civil War fought over Harpers Ferry with a determination that was sometimes desperation. In 1861, Virginia militia seized the town within hours after the Old Dominion left the Union. Colonel Thomas J. Jackson, the man later called Stonewall, got Harpers Ferry in reasonably good order. Confederates then fell back to Winchester and relinquished the ferry to Union forces. Thereafter, the place became the ball in a military ping-pong game. For example, in September 1862, Stonewall Jackson returned with a veteran force. He unleashed a short but intense bombardment that gained the ferry and its Union garrison. The capture of 12,500 Federals was the largest surrender of American soldiers ever made until Bataan and Corregidor in World War II. 28 different commanders were in charge of the ferry during the 4 years of Civil War. The railroad and the canal both were severed and rebuilt on a regular basis. The 900-foot railroad bridge across the Potomac was blown up, set afire, and reconstructed 9 times. The lower part of Harpers Ferry along the riverbanks underwent major rebuilding on 3 occasions during the war. When armies were not moving against it, the town endured continual harassment from mounted partisan rangers. And when neither side was there, Harpers Ferry was a no-man's land at the mercy of bushwhackers who showed no mercy. An observer noted at the end of the war that rainwater flowed down the center of abandoned streets. Weeds occupied plots where homes once stood. Everywhere on Harpers Ferry was rubbish, filth, and stench. The only buildings standing intact were the Catholic Church and the engine house where John Brown and his men made their last stand. Citizens worked hard to put Harpers Ferry back together again. 5 years after the war, in the autumn of 1870, a great flood struck and swept away the downtown area. Perhaps, as many thought, old John Brown had placed a curse on the hillside community.